When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar. He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey. He built my flat pack wardrobe. He cheered my parrot up. He galvanized my silo. He introduced the banjo to Paraguay.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Why, if you're on an aeroplane and your wife says you should get an upgrade, is she surprised that after a while you get a better wife? And how come when you buy one of those hot water bottles that you can put in the microwave, they still taste horrible? My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many other people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Post's arrived, Milton.
Thank you, Anton. I've got a letter here from the news agent where we advertise our helping services, saying he's got rickets.
Well, perhaps if your card didn't cover the entire window, he might get some sunlight.
Yeah.
I got a letter from a man here who says he's addicted to the idea of being a monk.
Send him to the priory.
and Milton, what are all those bags of cement doing in my bedroom?
Oh, yeah, I'm making a statue of my Auntie Phyllis. She was the first ever person to be put on the witness relocation program. But for some reason, she never received the recognition she deserved.
Fascinating. Well, Pauline will be here in a minute, so you'd better...
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Just popped by to bring back your laundry.
Ah, Pauline, that's so kind of you to clean all our things. I don't know why our washing machine stopped working.
On a completely different subject, I finished mixing all the cement for my statue.
Well, still, thank you, Pauline. Oh, you folded it too. There really was no need for you to go to all this trouble.
Well, I know you two know nothing about this sort of thing.
Nonsense. I entered a sort of laundry competition once.
Milton, that was the Iron Man Challenge.
Yes, and it's very hard to get one completely flat. Especially if they're that strong.
Yes, well, sometimes I can't help feeling, Milton, you're a bit lazy.
Come here and say that.
You are. I mean, look in the garden. Neither of you have done a spot of work out there. You've even got a gardener in, look.
Gardener? No.
Who's that out there, then?
The blonde bloke wearing my coat.
As the scarecrow, Milton.
I thought his Tai Chi was taking ages.
Our intruder, if that's what he is over there by the tree.
Ah, Mr. Nutkin, we meet again.
No, not the squirrel, Milton. The man with the tape measure and the hard hat.
Looks like some sort of surveyor, if you ask me.
Let's go and take a closer look.
Oi, you! What do you think you're doing in my garden?
I live here.
Not you. This chap.
All right, just doing a bit of freelance gardening.
And some regional stereotyping by the sound of it.
Boy, I'm but a simple gardener.
Why are you wearing a high-vis jacket and using a theodolite?
No idea what you mean, sir.
Well, there, on your tripod, with the eyepiece. Looks very much to me like a double-quadrant DT-90.
A DT-90? How dare you? Yeah. This is a top-of-the-range survey-o-matic with a graticulated eyepiece, accurate to 9 seconds of arc.
You're not a gardener, are you?
All right, then. Yes, I am a surveyor.
I knew it. He's from the council.
Now his arms come off.
Scarecrow again, Milton.
There's another one of them at the other end of the garden. Have a look through the eyepiece.
Yes.
Now that one really is a faceless bureaucrat.
No, Milton, he's just bald and hasn't turned around yet.
Now, come on, you. What are you doing in our gardens?
I really can't say.
Well, I think you'll find I can be very persuasive. See this chair, this gaffer tape and this knife? I'll give you all of them if you just tell us.
Milton, allow me. Now, Mr. Surveyor...
If that is your real name.
Now, what is going on?
And why are you measuring up everybody's gardens?
Well, OK, if I was to say high-velocity transit system with a bottom-up integrated trackway, what would you say?
Bottom.
Of course. A high-speed train. Oh, this has been rumbling on for years.
No, that's a low-speed train.
Anyway, it's all been decided.
Well, We'll fight it to the bitter end.
Oh, yeah? Get rid of me, and another will take my place. Get rid of him, and another will take his.
And get rid of him, and yet another will turn up.
Yeah, actually, no, there's only three of us.
Thinking about it, I may have been too hard on the surveyor. After all, one of my ancestors was a surveyor who helped the Roman army in Britain.
All right, Miltinus Theodolitus, what have you got?
Aha! On this papyrus, I have the plans for the Britain's Parliament. Now the noblemen enter through this grand arch here.
And how will the commoners get in?
Through the pleb gate. You idiot.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing, didn't say anything.
You haven't heard the last of this. You'd better come up with something good or I'll throw you to the lions.
Okay, look at my scheme for a giant wall to deter the Scots.
It's not exactly big, is it?
No, but look at the plans. It's made out of salad.
Genius.
And I shall call it Hadrian's Waldorf. While Anton pondered what to do next, I got on with my plan to really scare crows by kidnapping them and taking them between two points, but not going by the shortest route. But before that, it was time for me to help the community with some of my voluntary service. You see, years ago, when my superintendent at the St. John's Ambulance Brigade found out I hadn't learnt a single thing in 7 years, he had a heart attack. I'd like to have helped. But now I was determined to help everyone. This week, I decided to do a bit of hospital visiting. Hello, yes, Mr. Johnson. My name's Milton. I'm a hospital visitor.
But this is my bedroom.
I know, but why should you miss out just because you're an outpatient?
What?
Pump up your pillows for you. If you want, I could get you something from the snack bar.
Snack bar?
It's downstairs. Loads of stuff. Grape, sandwiches, soup, frosties.
Do you mean my kitchen? What are you doing?
Best get you presentable. Sister will be here in a minute.
Sister?
My sister. I texted her about the frosties. Just give your pyjamas a quick once-over.
I'm still wearing them.
Look, I got these travel irons at the hospital. Lie still.
Are you sure those are irons?
There you are, Mr. Johnston. Mr. Johnson? Sleeping like a baby. Time to go.
Now, speaking of secrets, this high-speed rail link. By law, the council has to put up plans in the town hall for consultation.
Huh. And did they ever ask anyone if they could do that?
Well, if I know the council, they'll put up these plans in a sneaky, hard-to-find back room.
I think it's time to go and have a look.
Oh, you should speak to Pete, the caretaker. He knows that building like the back of his hand.
You mean there's a large central area attached to five slightly hairy corridors of different lengths?
How did you know?
Well, let's go.
I'd been to the town hall before, because that's where I put my little adverts for Milton's therapeutic services. Last week I put up one that said, "Enjoy swinging, then meet me by the swings." This week I was determined to help someone relax. Now, as you may know, reflexology is the science of...
Oh!
Sorry, it's the science of...
Oh!
Sorry, it's just that I have to let go of your feet to make the inverted commas with my fingers when I say the word science.
Look, can you just get on with it, please?
Very well. Now, see, these areas of the feet directly correspond to the body's organs, and I'm afraid, feeling yours, I'm rather worried. Your kidneys feel very rough and inflexible. Your arteries are hardened and your liver...
Aren't you supposed to take my shoes off first?
Yes, of course. There we go. Now, this little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy...
What are you doing?
I thought it might help you relax if I showed you some photos of what my pet piglets have been up to.
Look, are you sure you're properly qualified?
Of course I'm qualified.
You did the inverted commas again, didn't you?
Look, I'll prove it.
How?
By playing you some relaxing therapeutic music from the East.
Oh, that's more like it.
Cause you won't stop to give it a rest.
Here we are, the back door of the town hall. This is where they'll keep the plans for the railway. Now, to get in, we'll need a diversion while this Pete character is helping us.
No problem. Look in here. this is where the council keep all their diversion signs. And look at this great big pile of signs.
What do they say?
Ow! 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 Ow!
Accident. Spooky.
Oi, what's going on?
Ah, you must be Pete.
So what if I am?
We're friends of Pauline. She says you can lead us to the room where all planning maps are kept. You know where it is?
I know this place like the back of my hand. There's a large central area.
With five slightly hairy corridors, all of slightly different length.
No, four. I lost a finger stacking up one of those accident signs.
Ah, of course.
This way.
Pete led us through a back door, down a service lift, along a corridor, into a tiny room.
Do you mind?
Sorry.
Come on, then, let's get a shift on.
Following the map on the back of his hand, Pete led us down one really long corridor.
Oi, keep up, you wessocks.
I say, it's a bit near the knuckle.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. There's a bend just there. Right, here we are, the map room.
Goodness, a complete 3D model of the town. And if I press this button... Now, do you see what this is all about, Milton?
Just what this town needs, a model railway.
Milton, this is about the government taking away the most important thing this town has got.
But who would steal a model railway? Don't tell me. Nick Hornby.
Look at this. This train here will go right through those woods.
This line goes through an area of outstanding natural beauty. This is the home of the extremely rare golden dormouse.
But surely the bigger question is why mice have golden doors.
No. Milton, it's their habitat.
The shop where they bought the golden doors.
No, Milton.
I quite like him in a way.
It soon passes. Now, look, they have to have a public meeting and... Oh, look, yes. It's tomorrow, but scheduled for 4 a.m. They were obviously hoping no one would find out and object. We'll soon change that. We need to tell the entire town. Milton, are you coming?
Playing trains.
Look, this is important. Our entire town needs to know about this breach of their constitutional rights. Oh, I didn't know they tooted. Well, maybe we could stay and play for a little while.
6 hours later, we emerge from the town hall.
Well, now we've only got a couple of hours to tell the news to the whole town.
Well, I'm not town criering. Not after last time. Oh, yay, oh, yay. Bell thief strikes again. Just a few hours to tell the whole town, eh?
Facebook? Twitter? No, I know. Pauline?
Anton?
There's something I need to tell you, but it's in the strictest confidence. Well, the whole town's here.
I know. I don't understand it. I told everyone I rang that it was a secret.
Jolly good. Now, everyone knows the Minister for Transport is coming in person.
I know, it's standing room only.
See, they're already trying to prepare us for rail travel. And some of them are getting restless.
Yes.
I should never have promised everyone free rhubarb.
Well, thank you all for coming to this meeting that has been scheduled for the middle of the night. Now, remember, we're all here to ensure the safety of this little dormouse.
Except for that owl.
Shh, Belton, it's the Secretary of State for Transport.
The Secretary of State is an owl? The dormice don't stand a chance.
No, Belton, over there.
I call this meeting to order.
Of course. That's Veronica Grafton Smith.
Who?
We were all at school together, remember? Before politics, she used to be a professor of diplomacy and peace studies.
Will you all shut up?
Did she finish the course?
Now, there are rather a lot of you here, so you're obviously concerned about the plans for the proposed rail link. But can I assure you that this will bring prosperity and jobs to this town?
We don't need this rail link.
Yeah!
We were promised rhubarb.
This is already a modern, up-to-date town with as skilled and as well-informed population as any other in 20th century Britain.
21st century, Milton.
Is it?
I am happy, of course, to address any specific questions you have about the train itself.
Very well, then. If this train is designed to go at 180 miles an hour on a 15% camber, and yet rolling stock is pre-stressed fibre alloy, will onboard Kit Kat still cost £1.50?
I cannot comment on the pricing policies of individual franchises. Well, I think we're done here.
And if I were to tell you that this golden dormouse is very rare, what would you say?
Yeah.
This new railway is good news for this town. And if a few dormice are displaced, then so be it. No more questions.
We're going to fight this. It doesn't matter what you threaten us with.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what weapons you use.
Yes.
Order! Order!
Run for it! She's got a tiny hammer! I'd had enough. I realised now was the time to take a stand, just like that student in Tiananmen Square. Flying back from Beijing, I realised that my protest was probably best done at home. So we made placards and signs from trees near the endangered area, which was slowly becoming suspiciously less and less sheltered. But then the universe is full of things that aren't easy to understand. And sometimes scientists are not the best people to explain them. This is why I've set up a program to communicate things to ordinary people like you and Anton in the simplest possible fashion. Yes, it's time for Milton's Expositional Cornucopia of Phenomena.
Milton's Expositional Cornucopia of Phenomena.
Hello, I'm here with solar physicist Professor Jennifer Pike, and today we're going to be talking about the sun.
Yes, now, I'm holding a conker, which is the Earth. And, Milton, if you could hold this orange... Now, imagine it's the sun.
Ah, it's burning my hand!
No, it's just a... Oh, never mind.
You mean the world to me.
Do I?
I was talking to the conker.
Now, the sun's birth was a time of tremendous upheaval.
Because the universe actually wanted a girl.
Well, what? Yes, very good. No, it's actually a sphere of gas composed of 75% hydrogen, and then mostly helium and oxygen, carbon, neon, iron...
Neon? That's the really fast one, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Neon.
Milton, Milton, you're not helping explain things.
Well, all I know about the sun is that it used to be worshipped by the ancient Britons. Well, just the English. The Welsh refused to worship a god they couldn't see.
Look, we can't really explain the sheer heat of the sun and the complexity of the weather systems with just an orange.
Yes, we can. Look, if I cover it in petrol and set light to it... There we have the sheer heat of the sun. And now...
Sprinklers? Oh, no!
The rain! Meanwhile, back in the forest, the protest was getting underway. I was determined to save this species. Apparently, kinder birds are almost extinct as well. But no wonder. Have you seen what's in their eggs?
Now, this clearing here is where most of the dormice are to be found.
Right.
Dormice, we will protect you!
Milton, they are very sensitive to noise.
And we will keep this area peaceful!
Milton, put that megaphone down.
Right, we really should make a start. OK, everybody, placards at the ready?
Yes!
OK, let's start the protest. And let's get straight to the point.
Why a Kit Kat still £1.50?
Okay, that's enough. Come out of the woods. I said come out of the woods.
Watch out for her subtle mind games. She was a professor of diplomacy. She's written books on it.
Come out of there or I will burn these woods to the ground.
Did she sell many? We're here to protect the golden dormouse. There are now only three breeding pairs. Two breeding pairs. But on the plus side, we have a burgeoning owl population.
Well, you'd better get out of there. I'm sending in the diggers.
You can't do that and you know it. Section 4A of the Public Order Act 1986. Tell her, Mr. Surveyor.
Sorry, he's right, Veronica. According to the amendment by the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act 1994.
All right, let's do this by the book. But let me tell you, if you leave that wood for so much as 1 second, my diggers will be in there.
Fine.
So we stayed there to protect the wood and the precious animals in it. We would occupy the wood all day and all night for as long as it took. To fend off hunger, we made use of nature's rich harvest.
Put them down, Milton.
It was beginning to get cold. Fortunately, there was a plentiful supply of firewood. As the nights grew longer, we even began to run out of wood. We needed fuel. Then I remembered we could burn peat.
Ow! Hero!
Eventually, our fuel ran out, and we were unable to catch him. Now we needed shelter, so we began to take stones out of the ground. Fortunately, we found some abandoned digging machinery nearby and used it to take rocks from the local hills. Moving stones all that way was hard work, so we improvised a railway system.
Right, so we've burned down the woods and built a train and track system connecting two towns. Perfect.
Thanks for the high-speed railway, Milton.
Veronica, you used reverse psychology to get us to do your dirty work.
On the plus side, we'll now be able to sell Kit Kats for £1.50.
And I'm very impressed at the quality of your workmanship. You should keep going all the way to Birmingham.
Idle flattery won't get us to act like your slaves, Veronica. You must think we're complete... Milton? Milton!
Well, she was being nice for a change.
It's all part of a ploy. An intense game of wits played in the mind.
You mean, like Boggle?
Well, I'm telling you, Veronica, you can't destroy this town with all its history.
Yes, we've got more blue plaques in this town than any other in Britain.
But that's mainly because the factory where they make blue plaques is based here.
You just hate this town, don't you, Veronica?
No. I commissioned a study and now a whole load of academics hate it too. And I'm going to destroy this town if it's the last thing I do. Come on, Surveyor. Take me back to my hotel.
I'm going to destroy this town if it's the last thing I do.
Not you as well.
Is it? No. This sounds personal. I'd like to take a look around her office over there tonight.
Her on-site office was a porter cabin. It was all fenced off and surrounded by guard dogs. Anton said the only way in was under the cover of darkness. So I put a blanket over my head and he guided me in.
Well, we're in the porter cabin at least. Look over there. That's extraordinary. It's a picture of me, aged 10.
Oh, yes. That must have been before you opened your eyes.
No, I'm just blinking. Why has Veronica got that on her wall? Yes, don't you remember? We were doing a transport project at school, and the mayor came round to look at our displays and give a train set to the best one.
And the winner is young Anton Peterson with his road sign that says, "It's not tiredness itself that kills per se, but the accidents that may occur thereafter." Very good. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Thank you very much. Next, Milton Jones, is it? And what do we have here, young man?
I call it a pelican crossing.
Well, I think we already have those.
Aha, but press this button, and then the pelicans appear.
So the train set is awarded to Anton Peterson.
Excuse me, what about my display? It's all about what the railway system will be like in the next century.
Oh, yes. Veronica, is it?
This railway timetable. If you travel before 09:30, it's extra, but a bit cheaper if you book it 2 days in advance. Or you can apply for our super advanced fares for non-network
time. That sounds a little bit complicated, young lady.
And the track is owned by one company and the rolling stock by another.
Oh, very funny. Well, I don't think...
And one of the franchises will be operated by that man with a beard who owns the record
label. This is ridiculous.
I know. And look at this. Kit Kats will be £1.50.
No, that's not fair. It's the catering franchise that sets the price.
Catering franchise. That will never happen.
I never forgot the sound of that laughter.
Veronica!
That train set should have been mine. So I decided to destroy this town with a life-sized high-speed train set. Appropriate, don't you think?
You're too late. Your men won't be able to work. I've hidden all their high visibility jackets, which took ages, by the way.
It won't help you, because if you'd care to follow me outside, behold my secret weapon, the Railtrack Layer 3000.
No!
It destroys everything in its path. It was developed in North Korea. In fact, it actively seeks out towns and villages.
Let me at it.
Good work, Milton. You're going to turn it off.
No, I'm going to point it at Wandsworth.
But as you'll see right now, it's pointed at you. So, any last requests?
Just one. I'd like to play with the train set in the town hall one more time.
That's not fair. I wanted to do that.
Train set? Where is this train set?
Yeah, it's here.
Pete, you're back.
You got our message?
Eventually, when that owl regurgitated your note into me hand.
Oops, looks like mixed results for Project Carrier Dormouse.
You don't seriously think you can fob me off with a model railway? Oh, I didn't know it tooted. Ooh, how lovely.
You'll switch off the machine?
Ooh. Yes, yes. Maybe I have overreacted just a little.
Our town is saved!
There is just one problem. The RTL 3000 can't actually be switched off once it's been primed and programmed.
What?
Yeah, that thing's going to lay track, come what may.
And the last breeding pair of dormice are in its path. The last dormouse is in its path. There's nothing we can do to stop the train. So that's it. On the 1st of September, our battle was lost.
September the 1st? Hang on, isn't that the first day of autumn?
So?
Well, look. It's a leaf and it's about to land.
On the track!
Complete standstill.
Thanks a lot.
Hey! Oh, well done, boys. You managed to save the Golden Dormouse.
Although there is only one left, so I'm not quite sure how they're going to breed now.
Bags and not me.
Oh, dear. Can I get anyone a stiff drink?
That's kind of you, but not now, Pauline.
A high-speed rail link might have been a little bit useful, mind. You know, for shopping and that.
I'm glad you didn't say that a few days ago.
Toilets in trains are rubbish, though. Especially the ones right at the front. And the attendant in there gets so cross.
Perhaps I will have that drink after all.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.